It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You son of a bitch! How many times did they tell you to lose weight? Lose weight!
Everybody say it! I am fat!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you've got any dog questions, we urge you to listen up right now and get on the line to get on the air. 877-365-3636. I want to thank Eric Bickle, otherwise known as EB from the Junkies,
yes,
who left me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 poker sites.
Eric.
Now that I'm Eric. Now that I'm addicted to online poker with play money.
Yes.
I guess these have both play, maybe, and real. I'm not sure.
I hear there are sites that have the real money. Are they
legal? I've never involved myself with that.
Good are those legal?
And neither would EB. I mean, he wouldn't do that either. No, he wouldn't bother with that.
Because I don't think it's legal.
You'll like this, though. At the bottom of the sheet, he says, don't do it. Exclamation point.
Good for him.
Three exclamation points. Don't get involved with
he's
that.
He's right, you know.
That counts as a PSA.
I'm up to $6,800. I was down to like
$1,000.
But I have to keep going back to the till because I get bored and I go all in and
crazy.
That crap. But I love, I am really having so much fun.
You mentioned it in the context of addiction earlier today.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I have an addictive personality. As so many as
I'm addicted to you.
So many of us do on the show. Let's get the dog whisperer on here.
Please.
Donnie, on the line?
Yes, I am.
Don Hansen is a dog behavior consultant from Bangor, Maine. You live up there your whole life, Don?
No, moved here from Wisconsin about 13 years ago.
I've got a lot of friends in Portland and a lot of people in Hancock County, Maine also. I love it up there.
Oh, so do I.
He studies the way dogs behave to understand how they communicate with humans and other dogs, and you are the other dog whisperer. Don, thank you very much for being on the show.
Glad to do it.
I think of a lot of issues when I think about dogs. Dogs obviously have personality. You can pay attention to them. They've got a lot of personality, but I have my own specific situation because I'm selfish. I want to deal with that right away and tell you what I deal with my dog at home. And it's really not my dog. I in fact, calling the dog that lives with my girlfriend and I, my dog, or even our dog,
the stretch,
is really misspeaking, okay?
Okay.
This dog is named Beluga. This dog is a pug, a little black pug dog. And this is a dog that we named because we won some money in Atlantic City and we ate Beluga caviar because we wanted it. And we picked up the puppy the next day, and I actually had to go like to a Wawa food mart and go to an ATM to get the money for this dog. So there's a little story around this dog.
Did you get the dog in Atlantic City?
Got the dog at a farm just outside of one of those fabulous
puppy mill.
Atlantic City dairy farms. This really wasn't a puppy mill. It was on Route 40 coming out of Atlantic City, and it was a little farmhouse on the right, and they said, puppies, and you know we were a little hungover, and
puppies.
So Carlos said,
"Puppies, puppies."
So we went over and we got this dog. She takes the dog to her office. She was allowed to do that as a puppy. The dog did not leave her sight, and now her dog is completely and totally obsessed with her.
Her.
I mean, absolutely. The dog greets me when I come home. But the dog will never, ever, if I pull the dog over to me when he's sleeping with us at night, he will sit there with his arms.
Why do you do that?
With his arm, because I like to cuddle when it's cold. I like a nice, cuddly, warm dog, Rob. It's not anything perverted.
Just checking.
Come on.
Maybe it's a reason he didn't like you.
And he kind of locks up, and then his eyes are going around. And something you mentioned, he does a lot of the yawning.
Yep.
The question, obviously the dog is obsessed with my girlfriend. And is there anything I can do to make the dog more mine?
You can start doing more of the daily care things for the dog.
I'm out. There we go.
Yeah, see, that's never going to happen.
That's all I need, you know. So that's the only way that I could win the dog over would be to take him out for walks and feed him and all that.
Yeah, if you're the primary caregiver.
Well, what a pain in the ass that is, Don.
Yep, that's the way it works.
You know what? She said that to me. I'm going to give Carla credit. Carla said that, you know, if I was the caretaker and I did some of the feeding, so it really would work if I actually, how many times a week would I have to walk the dog?
How regularly?
Bare minimum.
You know, it may or may not work. I mean, it's certainly going to increase the bond with the dog, but it sounds like it's got a pretty strong bond with your girlfriend already. You know, dogs are going to hang around with those folks they find the most rewarding, and that's the one that does fun things with them, feeds them, and does those things. I mean, if you start out with a blank slate and you both are spending equal time with the dog doing equal things, even then the dog's probably, and I say probably because it doesn't always work that way, going to have a preference towards one person or the other.
You know, and hearing that very first answer to the question, you strike me as a guy that's kind of legit. You're not like one of those dog psychics, because I think that.
No.
What do you think of those guys? I think that is the greatest bunch of crap I've ever heard. But don't dog psychics really use kind of what you do and then make it sound like they can see the dog's mind and all that when it's really just kind of behavioral study?
Common sense.
They may or they may not. A lot of them, I mean, there's dog training and our understanding of dog behavior has changed a lot in the past 2 decades.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still a lot of people out there that are very old school and really haven't kept up with the times. And that's kind of one of the ways you can figure some of these psychics out, because they come up with some of the real old school stuff. Or some of it's just plain goofy. I had a client come to me with a dog who had some behavioral issues, and they had elected to see the canine psychic or the animal communicator first for whatever, and came to me with this little report that, you know, Sparky would be all fine if you just got him a purple pillow. Like, okay, you know, I know what you were smoking, but it must have been good stuff.
Yeah, that'll be $500.
Right?
Yeah. Give us $500. Now, we've got a guy on the show. Say hi to Rob Spiewak.
Hi, Rob.
How you doing, Don?
Rob, one of the very first things, and this is before we even talked about having you on the show, Rob mentioned to me that he had a little issue with a dog over the weekend. Rob, I don't even know which dog this is in your
ongoing
family.
My mom had got a dog about a month ago, Don. It's a black lab, mostly black lab. There's a mix, but it's mostly black lab. This replaced a previous black lab that adored me. We got along just fine. This dog is fine with my kids, both of them, a boy and a girl, 5 and 7. This dog is instantly fine with my mother, of course, and her husband.
Let me just say, Rob, also 877-365-3636. If you've got any questions for our dog behavior expert, you know, he's here to help you. Go ahead, Rob.
And the dog has never exhibited any sort of mean behavior, has never charged, bit, or anything. But I recorded this weekend how he reacts when I come in the door.
Don, can you help with this when you hear the dog?
I want you to hear this tape, okay?
Okay.
Because I'm not mean to the dog. I'm outwardly nice, but the sight of
me. How old is the dog?
The dog is just over one. That's,
and may I
that's
say,
seven
Don,
in dog years,
may,
Don.
May I say that I really think what we have here is the dog just displaying good judgment.
So this is what I hear every time. And I go to my mom's house. I'm not an occasional visitor. I'm there 4 or 5 times a week. So here's how it sounds.
Okay, so the dog's growling.
Yeah, wait for it. Barking. The best growl.
Is that you laughing?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
And that's what I get every time I come in. Now, he's never hostile. He doesn't charge me. I should say she. But she keeps her distance, and she growls. Why? Why?
Okay.
Why?
You're kind of a putz.
Well, there it is. Dogs are really visual communicators, so to really... So, you know, it would help a great deal to see the dog. But what I can tell you is this. The dog is approximately a year old.
Yeah.
And you said it's your mom's dog?
Yes.
She just got it recently.
Right. Uh-huh. It's a rescue dog.
Okay. It's entirely possible that the dog has some history with somebody that made them uncomfortable.
Yeah.
What
did you do to that dog?
Nothing. You only have one chance to make a first impression.
You violated that
Mike,
dog.
Mike, I put on a tie. I went over. I was nice.
Animal
still...
abuser.
No,
you know,
no.
It can be a number of things that they trigger on. It can be a look. It can be a
size.
A smell.
Everybody
if you
say
wear
it.
The same
I
type of
that.
Cologne or happen to be in the same situation, all of those things can trigger a reaction in a dog.
Okay, so you've heard it could be a smell. So you heard how the dog reacts. How do I best combat it so that the dog stops growling at me and gurgling?
Okay, first of all, you recognize that a growl is a warning, so you never ever punish a dog for growling. It's a dog's way of saying, hey, please do something different so I don't have to respond.
And they do it when they're playing, too.
They will do it in playing, and generally you'll see a play bow, which is that behavior where they plop down, front legs down, back leg up.
I sometimes growl at my girlfriend when I'm in the mood for sex.
That's between you and her.
Okay. I thought I'd throw that in there.
But But
almost always rebuffed, though.
You know, a growl is a good thing to pay attention to. And unfortunately, I deal with a lot of aggression cases. Oh. And I really try to get across to people, you never, ever punish the dog for growling. Because the
right.
dog that's punished for growling is
right.
essentially the dog that will bite without warning.
Yeah.
And those aren't as fun to deal with.
Well, he's a great she. I keep saying he. She is a great dog with my kids.
Have you yep. tried peanut butter?
I have, but I've not been left alone with the dog yet.
Okay. Just kind of let the dog get to know you. Don't try to force the issue.
Play hard to get.
Play hard to get. One of the things, a
That's
lot of
hot.
Our body language, what things we do normally, dogs find confrontational. Direct eye contact, bending over, walking directly up to them. If I've got a dog like that that comes into a consultation and I've got to try to get comfortable with it, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to turn my whole body sideways to them.
Okay.
And I'm going to let them get up and approach me, sniff me, do whatever they want. I'm not going to make any quick moves or anything like that.
If let the dog have his way with you.
Not quite that far.
I mean, not like that. I meant like but let the dog, you know.
Let's work at the dog's pace.
All right.
You know, okay. think of a scared kid.
Okay.
Similar
all right.
type of thing.
Don, we need quicker answers because we got a million people that want to ask
okay.
you questions.
And then
okay.
I want to toss out things like freeze-dried liver, cheese, really, really good things.
Mm. I love freeze-dried liver.
Dog.
Mm-hmm. I fed the dog cheese.
Yep.
And still the growling.
It's going to take some time.
Going to take some cheese.
It's going to take some cheese and some time. Think of something where you know a person that they've been really, really scared of something or really frightened
yeah,
and how it affects them. You don't get over that in one session.
Very
okay.
good. Okay,
thank
Don,
you for
we,
your help, Don,
we do. I've got a few more questions. In fact, I got a bunch of them for you, but we do have a lot of people that want to ask you questions. Want to get through as many as we can, Don, so I'll
okay.
ask you to keep the answers as brief as possible. Let's go to Chris with our first dog question. Chris, you're on with Don Hansen, the other dog whisperer.
Hey, what's going on, man? I got a little Westie. She's 19 weeks old now, and every time I walk up to her to try and pet her, or even if I sit back and call her to me with a treat or something, as she walks up to me, she pees all over the ground every time without fail.
I've had dogs do that too, Don. I've had that happen. I've seen that before.
They can do it out of excitement. They can do it when they are stressed or uncomfortable. You a big guy?
Yeah.
Okay, that's yeah. probably part of it. Don't bend over when she comes up. Just kind of like I was saying before, get down, squat, let her approach you sideways, mm-hmm. give her some good treats, pet her under the chin, not on top of the head. Dogs hate that. And just give her some time. She'll get used to it. And done it already, get in a puppy training class with a good certified pet dog trainer. It's the best investment you'll make.
You're big, Don, on the approaching sideways, aren't you, as
yes.
far as that? I do that also with CBS Management. It, it works very, very well. Let's go to Joey in Maryland. Joey, you have a dog question for Don Hansen.
Yeah, hi. I have a three-year-old. Looks like we found her, so she's a Beagle-Labrador mix. She is the sweetest dog, has the nicest disposition, but whenever we take her to a dog park, she does this thing where she chases the dogs and bites their faces.
Okay.
And it's, you can tell it really irritates the owners.
Yeah,
I can't
think.
Get her to stop doing it.
Okay, I'm going to let him answer the question right here. What do you say
okay.
to that, Don?
It's probably a case where, for whatever reason, she doesn't have the greatest doggy manners in the world. I'd keep her out of that situation because the more it happens, the more likely it's going to happen again. Talk to a dog consultant, a behaviorist, a trainer down in your area. They may be able to help you out with it. That is a very assertive way of playing, and a lot of other dogs don't like it.
Yeah, let's
Joe,
go to
Joe does that.
Joe does that constantly.
My face.
When he's not just sniffing butts all over the place. Let's go to Riley in Sacramento. Riley, you're on with Don Hansen.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Don, I have a 8-month-old pit bull mix and also a 5-year-old.
Shocker from Sacramento, you got a pit bull.
Yeah, well, it's a found dog. So.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I rescued the
rescue.
Dude, so. Okay. And I have a Chow Labrador that's 5 years old, and he is aggressive, but only in our front yard when we let him out in the
you
front
got a
yard.
Question. Yeah, a question for Don Hansen.
Yeah, the question is how do I get him from being aggressive towards her in the front yard.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, no quick, easy answers to that. Find yourself a certified pet dog trainer, certified dog behavior consultant. Set up an appointment, meet with them. They can help you out.
All right, I got a bunch of questions for you, too, Don. Why do dogs sniff each other's butts?
That's their equivalent of shaking hands.
Where are you on feeding dogs people food?
I feed my dogs raw food. I don't believe there's any such thing as people food. That's a figment of our imagination. Good whole food is good for us. It's good for dogs as well.
Food is food.
Why do you stick? Why do dogs? I almost said why do you? Why do dogs stick their heads out the window in speeding cars?
You know, I don't know.
Hey! Wow, good answer.
I got one. No I one. Stumped the dog whisperer.
No one knows.
Let's go to Travis. Travis, where are you calling from?
Spokane, Washington.
Travis, got a question for Don Hanson.
Yeah, I got a stray dog about 3 years ago, and whenever my mom's husband comes over, the dog just freaks out. And I think the dog was abused when I picked him up. Could that be like the dog remembering the previous owner, like something like that?
There's something about this individual that is triggering with that dog that in some way they remind him. It could be look, it could be smell, could be sound, could be any number of things, but very similar to the one we talked about earlier. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to try to get as many as I can in this break. Let us go to Dennis. That's Joe in Newmarket. Joe, you're on with Don Hanson.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
I got a 3-year-old shepherd, and we have friends that come over, and same thing, it's kind of hardwired in the shepherds that they're real territorial. I mean, he's known them since he was a puppy, but he gets real territorial and aggressive when they come over.
That's because there's the dogs of the Reich. You have to watch out for the German shepherds. That's because they're responsible for guarding the prisoners.
Was das die Kinder?
Was haben wir die Kinder?
Sorry about that, Don. We act a little weird on the show occasionally. I'm terribly sorry. Go ahead and answer the question for the gentleman.
Dogs can become territorial. You know, it's not something that's normal in any breed. That's the type of thing we don't want to see in dogs because it really hinders their being good companions.
I just want to socialize them better and get them out to dog parks. Buddies, he's just
again. You need
I worry
to take
about
a real,
that.
Real slow. Set up lots and lots of positive interactions. It's not the type of thing that really relates itself to a quick answer. Find a good reward-based certified pet dog trainer in their area.
I know what I wanted to ask you, Don. I'm really curious about this as far as breeds of dogs. I mean, everybody, you know, every weekend, especially this time of year, you know, people are going to the pounds. People are going to breeders. Do you have any particular favorite breeds that you dig?
I've got a golden retriever and a Cairn Terrier. Myself right now, I've had everything from Pekingese to Malamutes to Border Collie mixes. We've had a number of mixed breeds. So, you know, I like dogs for who they are individually. That being said, I have some. If someone's coming to me that's never had a dog before and looking for a dog for a family situation, beagles, labs, pugs, great places to start.
Why do dogs hump legs?
It gets a reaction. That's one reason. I mean, it's a normal behavior.
That's what I tell people when I do that to them. I always say
that. That's right. It gets a reaction.
I'm simply
right.
having a reaction to how excited I am to see you.
It can be a stress response. If they're getting stressed out.
I get that.
You know, they resort to some of these other behaviors in an inappropriate setting.
Okay. And how do we train them to do it if they're not doing it?
Tell you what, I got a best friend when we were in high school. That's what he did with his mom, Schnauzers. They entertained a lot, had some interesting parties, let me tell you.
You know, I guess so.
I tell the story about Billy Bouchard from my hometown, who, you know, really had a close relationship with his dog, if you know what I mean, Don Hanson. I mean, I won't go into details. It's a family show. It's
Wasn't
really...
the punchline, though, mom told you?
Yeah, the punchline was, hey, Billy, mom told you not to do that in the house. Which I guess meant it was okay to do it out in the yard. We're going to take some rapid fire because we know we got to let you go in a second here. Once again, Don, I mean, people are going crazy. They have dog questions, which means we'd love to get you back on the show. Let's get through these as quickly as possible.
Yep.
Libby from Baltimore, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, guys. I just got a brand new German Shepherd puppy.
The dog of the Reich.
He's up to the Reich.
Yeah, boy.
And he's biting me like crazy, like aggressively.
Baby. You're turning me on, Libby.
Yeah.
Turning you on, baby.
I saw that movie.
How old is he?
He's 3 months old.
Okay. It's probably play biting. It's a normal thing.
He's 48.
We teach them bite inhibition is one of the things we do. If you go to my website, greenacreskennel.com, and look under articles, you can find an article that deals with it. The other thing I'd recommend, get yourself in a dog training class with a good certified pet dog trainer that's reward-based.
Do you have Arnold the Pig there? Is Arnold the Pig on your website?
A Green Acres?
That's a Green Acres joke. I'm sorry about that. Let's go to Jose in Sacramento. Jose, you're on with Don Hanson, the dog whisperer.
Hello.
Hi, Don. I have a 4-month-old rat terrier, and she likes to do this thing almost like a bull when he's ready to charge you. She kind of kicks her back feet, and when I go to do
first
it,
first thing
too,
to do, Jose, is to videotape it.
Please.
Send it to us.
When I do that, she starts to bark at me, and she goes around in circles like she's getting ready to attack me. And I think it might be just be play. You know, she's playing with me, but I don't know if it is.
It probably is, and if you're rewarding it in any way, like paying attention to it, laughing at it,
uh-huh.
All encouraging her, and behavior that is rewarded will be repeated.
And I do that again. I do the same bull thing when I'm, you know, when I'm growling and asking my girlfriend.
Well,
for
probably
sex.
With those CBS guys too.
Yes,
right?
I do the same again. No, with them I stand sideways. John from Fairfax, you're on with Don. Got only time for a few more calls here. Man, people are going nuts about
they
this.
Love it.
People love dogs. We're going to do the bark off too. So stand by for that. John, you're on with Don Hansen.
Hey, I have a question. I just got a new Basset Hound puppy. And in the daytime, he's fine. But at night, my wife doesn't like it doggy style. And I don't
understand. You stop that. That'll be quite enough of that.
I don't get it.
I apologize, Mr. Hansen.
That's okay.
Let's take another call here. Dennis from Reno. Dennis, you're on the show. Go ahead. Question for Don real quick.
Yeah, hi, guys. Got a 4-year-old pit bull, Jack Russell mix. He's awesome in every way except separation anxiety. Hates to be left alone. Is there any way to train him out of that? He's about 4 years old. They got him from the pound.
There is. Talk to your vet. Again, talk to a behaviorist. Quite often, drugs are necessary to help them get through that. It's one of the most difficult problems to deal with. Dogs are social animals, and unless they learn at a very, very young age how to cope with being alone, they can develop this problem. But it's a very complex problem. There's lots of approaches we take in solving it. Have a good discussion with your vet about it.
Great. Thank you.
All right.
Love the show.
Thank you very much. Don Hansen, the website is greenacreskennel.com, the website that made Rob unhinge his jaw and laugh.
I just wasn't expecting it. That's all.
Do dogs speak to us? Do they have a particular language, anything we can look for in a dog, which means it's a good dog or a bad dog, something, you know, as far as the way they communicate?
You know, look for a dog that comes over and wants to see you. If you're picking out a puppy, don't go for the one who's the most laid back or the one who's the most pumped up. Go for the middle. Pick the dog that's kind of moderate.
Age-old question, do dogs smile?
Some dogs do what we would call a smile, and it's where they will raise their upper lip a little. You don't see a lot of dogs do it. It's really, really cute when they do.
Yeah. All right. Well, Don Hansen, it's been fun. I cannot tell you how many people are calling right now with questions for you. I hope we can get you on a little longer next time.
I'd be glad to do it.
Wonderful. Don Hansen is the other dog whisperer. Go to greenacreskennel.com and, you know, all things dog on that. Don, thank you very much, and we'll hopefully see you up in Maine.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You very much. We appreciate it. That's Don Hansen, ladies and gentlemen. Good guy. I enjoyed talking to him. Is that Lassie?
It is.
That's the theme from Lassie.
We bought the old Haney place.
You can't plug that in. That's a 7.
The password is Living in the Past with Rob Spiewak. Okay, listen. We're talking dogs. It's almost a dog-themed show.
Talking dogs.
If you have dogs, obviously a lot of people did. They were calling us. This is your chance to win cash money. It's the Bark Off for Cash.
Yeah!
Yay!
Get on the line right now. Get on the air. 877-365.
You like this better?
3636. We will pay you. Hey, inflation has kicked in.
Oh!
We are going to pay you $2
Whoa!
Per bark.
That's excellent.
And the most barks wins. It's that simple. If you got a dog who's a barker. Now, we've had a few tag teams, but we try to avoid that.
Yes.
We like solo acts when it comes to the dog.
Please.
So we will play the Bark Off for Cash. And also, we'll have the second buzz of the afternoon. Get ready with your hound dogs coming up next on the big show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.